Two of our poets sent us very different views of awake. Both views allow us to see how this ritual can be celebratory as well as devastating. First up comes from our Tennessee poet and professor Daniel Gleason from Bryan College. Here is his toast at awake. To your eyes, to their light and to their color, to your ability to see every shade of color, to pastels, neons, warms, cools, watercolors, to dyed eggs and to the high museum of art, to your kitchen, to the kitchen work you did in countless kitchens in others' homes, to keeping dirty dishes on one side of the sink, to boiling eggs for precisely 13 minutes, to mashed potatoes and gravy, to butter, to your mother's squash casserole recipe, to color schemes and culinary arts, to the day you return to the kitchen after all the years, after all the treatments, trazodone, doxepin, electroshock, witch hazel, to knowing that you might not have returned, but did, to seeing light and color return to your eyes, to resurrection. To you, I raise this toast. See us. Our second reading comes from Jennifer Campbell, an English professor from Buffalo, New York. Here is her poem, Deciding to Attend the Wake, for A.B. It's not about whether I'd like to be there, but do I have the right to step into the tsunami of grief? Signposts holding me back, young, suicide, jumped. The prodigal son rent the earth in two, one sunny morning. Traffic halted by the divide. Now a whole town in line to tug you above the waves, something I am not strong enough to do, having barely survived the initial blast. I have one living son. Even now, his light pries open my eyes every day. His breathing calms mine every night. How can I tell you the cleaving is irreparable, aftershocks expected? Little comfort in knowing the feet will still move forward, even when there's no certainty of ground.